This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The purported leak of a U.S. Supreme Court draft document showing the panel is poised to overturn Roe v. Wade has set off reverberations around the United States. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Outside the Supreme Court building overnight, protesters both for and against the current legal right for women to get an abortion. But that could end if this draft document released by Politico is genuine and accurately reflects the court's secret deliberation process. According to the draft opinion, the majority says there is no legal right to abortion and states should be allowed to outright ban the procedure or invoke tighter restrictions. Noreen Farrell is with Equal Rights Advocates.
This draft makes it clear that little will or can change between now and the final, and it's going to have extraordinary impacts on the right to access abortion.
Politico says it obtained the document from someone with inside information on the Mississippi case, and many are shocked by this breach. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The World Health Organization's incident manager for Ukraine says evacuees from the besieged steel plant in Mariupol are on the way toward government-controlled areas away from the most intense combat zones where Ukrainian and Russian forces are fighting. The British military says it believes the Russian military is now significantly weaker after suffering losses in its war on Ukraine. The British Defense Ministry made the comment Tuesday in its daily statement on Twitter regarding the war. It said, quote, Russia's military is now significantly weaker both materially and conceptually as a result of its invasion of Ukraine. Recovery from this will be exacerbated by sanctions, end quote. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said Tuesday no one could assume that Russia would not attack other countries, and Germany would support Finland and Sweden if they decided to join NATO. Scholz's comments came in a statement after hosting the Swedish and Finnish leaders at a two-day cabinet retreat. A worsening U.S. Western drought reveals a 1980s body in a lake near the U.S. city of Las Vegas, Nevada, and police warn there are more to come. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
Police in southern Nevada said Monday a barrel containing human remains was found in the receding shoreline of Lake Mead near Las Vegas, and officers say more bodies are likely to be exposed in the giant reservoir as the drought continues to send the water level to record lows. The heavily corroded barrel, resembling an industrial storage drum, was spotted by boaters on Sunday, according to the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. Investigators suspect the individual whose remains were inside the container was killed in the 1980s based on personal items found within the barrel. It was found partially buried in a portion of the lake bed newly laid bare by receding waters of the reservoir, the largest in the United States, formed in the 1930s by construction of the Hoover Dam on the Colorado River at the Nevada-Arizona border. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
An Australian man was sentenced to 12 years and 7 months in prison for the 1988 murder of an American who fell off a Sydney cliff that was known as a gay meeting place. VOA's Tommy McNeil has our report.
The death of the mathematician Scott Johnson was initially called a suicide, but his family pressed for further investigation. A coroner in 2017 found a number of assaults, some fatal, where the victims had been targeted because they were thought to be gay. Scott White pleaded guilty in January and could have been sentenced to up to life in prison. The judge said she did not find beyond reasonable doubt that the murder was a gay hate crime, which would have led to a longer sentence. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
China's nuclear envoy, Li Xiaoming, met with his South Korean counterpart, No Kyo-duk, in Seoul Tuesday. The two diplomats discussed the issues on the Korean Peninsula, including escalating tensions caused by continuous missile tests from North Korea. North Korea has conducted 13 rounds of weapons launches so far this year. And recapping our top story, the purported leak of a U.S. Supreme Court draft document showing the panel is poised to overturn Roe v. Wade has set off reverberations across the country. Outside the Supreme Court building overnight, protesters both for and against met. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.